This is Kent Clothier. If you are looking to improve your life, improve your business, and just get it all together, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Time Is Now podcast.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Lo Silva. What is going on?
What up, man?
So yeah, for a lot of you, it's interesting because you know Lo's from our podcast, Freedom Strategies, which we are starting back up, but in kind of a precursor to that, I invited Lo's to come on to the Time Is Now here to talk a lot about a variety of different topics. We're going to keep this particular episode on one topic and basically his expertise now and really authority marketing, influencer marketing, kind of what's how the pendulum has shifted so dramatically in the last few years, where a lot of sales are now conversational sales and how to be taking advantage of that and how important it is. And so again, we're going to do several episodes here, but for the sake of this particular podcast, let's just kind of talk a little bit about that. Before we do that, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
My name is Lo's. I am Kent's best friend, and Kent loves me. Obviously. And honestly, he is one of my best friends. He's helped me a lot during my life in good and bad times. If you guys ever get the chance to get mentored by the guy, I think it's a great idea. I have a company called SVG Media. We are actually, which is pretty cool, we're the fastest growing marketing company for influencers and athletes. I started it 4 years ago because I had to restart, 5 years ago now, I had to restart my business. And I started with nothing, and now we are an eight-figure business on track to, in 2020, actually do multiple eight figures, which is really cool because I don't have any funding. I don't have anything. Like, I'm kind of stupid, to be honest. Like, I'm not that great at a lot of things. I think I was able to understand a particular problem in the marketplace, and my other skill set would be building a team that is very, very much more capable than I am, and here we are.
So let's talk about what the business does. Like, so for those of you that don't understand really what influencer marketing is out there, kind of break it down for people that are kind of coming from the outside.
So we started with like what we call influencers, which is like people that have very strong social media backgrounds, you know, 100, 200, a million people on Instagram, Facebook, all these things. But truly what an influencer is a thought leader, right? Like, I don't have that many followers. I have like, you know, I do have about 100,000, but in the grand scheme of the growth of other people, I'm nothing. I'm insignificant. But my page alone generates me over $50,000 a month. And it's because it's very strategic. It's very on purpose of the conversations and the quality of people that I try to attract. And I think that that's really what influencer marketing is. Whether you are a e-commerce brand or you are a real estate agent or you just have any kind of brand in general in 2019, 2020, I think that the big thing is actually working towards being someone that has influence and has connection to a particular amount of people, whether they're 1,000 or 1,000,000, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you are connecting with them, you are selling them the right thing, and you are supporting them in their process of growth, if that is what your tribe is supposed to need, right? So beforehand, it was all about like size of people, but as we've grown this, we've worked with people that had less influence, so to speak, and generate more money because they're helping more people with better, more pertinent content.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about content specifically, because I know that we continue to hear this out there, and I know you're a big advocate. A lot of people that are going to watch this or going to listen to it, they believe they want their voice to be heard, right? You and I have seen this many, many times, right? Where a successful entrepreneur, they're doing something right. It's very transactional in nature. And they have this calling, if you will, for lack of better ways of saying it, where they want their opinion, their authority. They want to be able to influence people. They want to be able to help other people achieve results that they have seen. And there are a number of different ways to do that. And so I know that it all really starts with content, right? It all starts with understanding what the messaging is that you're trying to get out there.
Yeah. I think content's very important. I don't mean any more like SEO. SEO is a very long-winded waste of time. Unless you have the budget and you're a bigger company, kind of doesn't make any sense. You're just going to be losing money and kind of wondering where it is. I think content's all about social now. It's all about video, and it's really like person to person connecting. Again, whether you sell a trinket or you sell a super expensive coaching, it's irrelevant. What is relevant now is like the content that you provide the audience that you're trying to serve. And that's really where I focused my time and where I focus the people that we work on's time, is being very specific to the conversation of what they sell and how they help people. Too many people, I think, especially I would say in real estate, because I work a lot with you, you know, I do all your marketing and stuff like that. And I have a lot of people that come to me and they're like, I want to be like Kent. And they actually have no clue how hard you work. And it's hilarious. So like, I just want to make money like Kent. I'm like, I don't think, dude, I'm like literally one of Kent's best friends. I barely talk to the guy. Like, it's fucking rough. Like, it's really, really hard. The guys are literally working 12-hour days, and you want to put in 2 hours, shoot me 3 Instagram videos on your cell phone, and you think that's a wrap. It's not, you know, it's a lot of content. It's a lot of creative development on like how you're supporting. You're very methodical on how you create content to help the people in your marketplace. You do it with the intention of actually helping, not with the massive intention of like, will this direct an ROI thing in 2 minutes for me? And that's the game we're playing nowadays with all kinds of advertising. We spend a lot of money on all advertising platforms. We spend a lot of money on Instagram organically, trying to grow through different pages and stuff like that. And the ROI is not what it used to be. You used to be able to throw something together and get a 4, 5, 6, 7 times percent return. And now you just don't, because the market's flooded. And people that give value are going to take 3, 4, 5, 6 months on a sales cycle to like go back and connect with you, engage with your stuff, really like understand who you are. Like, if I like you, if I don't, if I like the product, if I like the service, if it's a fit for me. And if you don't have content to address that, you're just running ads, you're going to lose to people like Kent, because you think that he's just running around running 1 or 2 ads, but he's really like running 6 months of ads plus 6 months of content. And that's all being dripped into 6 months of email. And it's that whole conversation that really makes the equation successful now. It's a lot of work, more work than it's ever been, I would say. But for the people that are willing to spend the money, sometimes lose the money and do the work, it is a gold mine right now.
Right. So it's a much longer tail on it, but quite frankly, I mean, I think what you said is really important. A lot of what you said is really important, but one thing in particular is that the market has changed and you don't have a choice anymore. If you're going to go into any of this, if you're going to do anything and try to create influence in any way, shape or form, you are competing not only against guys like me and Lowe's, you're competing against, you know, millions of other people out there. You're competing against the attention, right? People that are grabbing attention, whether it's some girl in a bikini or it's some guy sitting on a flashy car, or it's some guy getting on a plane, whatever it is, you're competing against all of that attention grabbing stuff in real time and in massive quantities. And so the only way to get through that or to help somebody navigate through that is through value.
Yeah. And it might take a long while. And it is a life. It's a life thing. It's your business, right? You are your business nowadays. And it might take forever for you to grow it. I think too many people expect an immediate like 2-hour return. And that's just not going to work anymore. No. And I think you have, you know, at scale, right? I talk a lot with entrepreneurs, business owners. They want to quote unquote scale. They're not willing to spend the money. They're not willing to lose the money. And they're not willing to do the work. That's just the truth about it, right? Like, you have people like me and you, which like, I'll work 12-hour days. I'll shoot 10 hours of videos. I'll lose $25,000 in ads. I don't care. Like, I just know that it's a necessity for me to do this now. And like, if I don't do this, I'm going to get slammed by real pros. And you're not playing anymore with like just mediocre guys. You know, I'm in the fitness space, as you know, and it's a very aggressive space. And I've seen people come in with keto offers, supplements, this and that, and like just take market share for like 3 to 6 months, just slam it. And then an algorithm changes and they weren't prepared for it. And then they go away. And then the only ads that stand are mine, because I'm there for the long haul, for the shitty situation, for the bad times. Like, I'll eat it. I'm ready. Like, I'm built for the darkness. And I think if you want to grow, you have to have that mindset of like, I'm built for this dark shit, because it's dark more than it's light. When you see the light, it's amazing and it's beautiful. But a lot of times it's raining.
Oh, dude, I love that. Let's talk about that for a minute. So I know you've been through more than your fair share of trials and tribulations in getting this business off the ground and other businesses. And let's talk about the entrepreneurial journey, because obviously that's what a huge part of this podcast is about, is all the people out there, like what you just said, who have their head so far up their ass and don't have a clear understanding of what is actually ahead and what it actually takes. I mean, you've touched on it a little bit. What's the best advice you could give somebody that's getting into any kind of business right now?
I think you need to make a clear decision who you are as a person. Are you an entrepreneur or are you a lifestyle entrepreneur? I know a lot of people that are making, frankly, probably more money than you and I on entrepreneur stuff. Meaning, like, I've got people that are running ads and I sell super high ticket and it's working for me right now. And those are the same people that when the economy hits or there's problems, they're like, oh man, it didn't work out. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lost. I lost all my money. I lost all my employees. I had to sell my company. And then you and I just keep standing the test of time, because for us, it's, you know, when, as an entrepreneur, I mean, my biggest focus really is my overhead, right? Like I gotta get my nut first and then I can get my nut. And everyone first and foremost thinks about themselves. And that's just not how you're going to run a business long term. Like, you know, my check becomes the last thing that I actually worry about. My first thing that I worry about is like my executive team and my employees and who else I can hire to continue to grow the conversation about me and the brands that we're building. And then whatever's left over, if there's anything left over, sometimes there's not, especially running e-commerce, because I have e-commerce stuff. And like, they all make millions of dollars. I barely take a dollar home sometimes, if someone's none. And it's just the game that I'm playing, because for me, it's not about today. It's about building something big, long-standing, and sustainable. And too many people want to get rich thinking that they're going to be able to do it again and again and again. They're not willing to create something that might not make them that rich that year, but is very sustainable. It's very scalable and has a lot of legs, both operationally and strategically and with right marketing direction and service and delivery. All those things matter in a business now. It is not just the old days of like, I sell a course, I make money, I just kind of send emails. It's all about service. It's all about quality control. Everything you do, right or wrong, it's on the internet, man. I am probably the only guy that if you go to Ripoff Report, I have a Ripoff Report about me, and it's a positive Ripoff Report. If you Google Low Silver Ripoff Report, you can see it. And it is someone shitting on an old partner of mine and then being like, but Lowe's took care of me, because I'm here for the long run, dude. I'm here for the good, the bad, the ups, the downs. And too many people go into this mindset because they go to these events and they hear from people like you and I, and they only take in what they want to hear, which is like, I make money today. But we didn't. And sometimes we don't. And sometimes we eat it and some months suck. And that is just a part of it. It is not the definition of our year. It is not the definition of our company, but it's sometimes a significant part of what we have to deal with as entrepreneurs. And if you're not willing to deal with that, dude, you're done, because people like me and Ken will run circles through you because it's just not even an issue for us anymore.
What I think is interesting, you know, and we're touching on it, is that, well, you touched on a couple things, but I'm just going to reiterate. One, so many people come into business and they have it with that kind of lottery ticket mentality. Like, it's like about this thing, this one little thing right now, instead of trying to build, like what you were talking about, something that is sustainable, something that quite frankly is sellable, right? That was a huge mind shift for me. And I know you and I've talked about this a lot, is that my whole focus over the last few years has shifted, as you've seen, to where I'm building businesses that can be sold, not businesses, and it doesn't mean I'm going to sell them, but it makes me build them differently.
Right? 100%.
Right? And so, all the credit for that shift for me goes to Roland Frazier. But at the end of the day, when I look at it now, it's like I'm building something that I know is attractive to a buyer, the systems, the processes, the automation, the people, the revenue, the profits, all of it. It's a huge thing. It's not, oh man, I got this one offer that's working, which that used to be the way we all operated, right? And I think a lot of people still come into it not realizing. They use the word business and they throw, I want to build a business and I want to have what Kent has and I want to, they throw that number around or that word around. And no, what you're talking about, if you're looking to get rich quick, you're not looking to build a business. You're looking to get rich quick. You're looking for the offer. You're looking for the quick hit.
You want to make more money than you did at your job.
That's it.
That's all it is. And when shit really hits the fan, you're not man or woman enough to really handle the issues. You know, I've learned a lot from you, and I'm structuring my businesses the same. My e-commerce brands, I'm structuring fully with the intention of selling. I run them with the intention of someone looking at the books in an acquisition standpoint. I was doing a lot of studying on even the agency side of what we do. And I realized, You know, I create projections in that business out of like a whim, like, oh, I want to make this much. I want to make this much. And then I realized how companies value those businesses. They value how much profit you're making compared to the revenue that you're growing through month over month. So we have about a 25 to 30% month over month growth. And we maintain about a 40 to 50% profit margin on that business, because that's what someone who was intending to potentially buy it would look at. Prior to that, I was just trying to make money on that business. And now we run it completely different, right? And that is how we run the business. Those are our projections. We base it off of that. We don't question ourselves anymore on any of those things. But we had to shift our operational strategy, the way we hire when we do have a bigger month and we have more, hire more people so we can contain more people and try to maintain that 30% growth. And that's still profit margin, right? Which is different. It's different than I've ever ran other things, which is more similar to how I do e-commerce. But I thought this would be like the bigger net thing. And I don't know if I'll ever sell it, but it's irrelevant. I'd rather run a business with the right kind of structure than just like run a business on a whim. And I think too many people run a business on a whim because they see a course, they see a video, and they're like, I got this. And they don't ask themselves, like, what do I want? Do I want to have more money than I made at my job? Or do I want to have a business? Because when you want to have a business, it is unfortunately really not about you. It is about other people. It is about the people that you're serving and whatever it is you're selling. It's also about the people that you're employing and hiring. It's a lot about that more so than like, I want to get a bigger check, because you can be a half-ass consultant and make $500,000 a year. The problem that I have with that is like, that doesn't seem like something that I can do forever, because there's no structure in that. Something hits it, and I've done it, and you're case in point, you know that. Something hits it and I'm fucked, right? And I want to build moats around my business. My biggest thing now is like, what can I create that other people just can't come in on, because it's just too hard. It's just too difficult. It takes too much money. It takes too much time. What is the hardest thing that I can do? Because people won't jump into the hard stuff. And if they do, then I'm just playing in the biggest leagues, and I'm fine with that.
Right. Build something that's defensible.
Right.
Right? I mean, build something that's defensible. You have, and we've all heard it, or certainly I know you and I've heard it, we talked about it, where if it's that intrinsic value that you bring to the equation in with all everything else, the systems, the processes, the structure, the people, the revenue, that's where real value is created. And again, and we've said this, is that it isn't about selling the business. It's about building a business that is sellable. And right. A very, very sound way to do things. And we both, and I want to be really transparent with everybody here, guys, is that at the end of the day, we've done it wrong enough, long enough, right? We have the scars to prove it. And is that I've got my scars a lot earlier than Lois did, but at the end of the day, scars are scars. We both have gone through the trials and tribulations, the ups and the downs, experienced the crazy, crazy ups where it doesn't feel like anything can go wrong. And then when all of a sudden the wheels come off and you realize, oh shit, it can happen. And it almost certainly will happen if you're in business long enough. That's what it's all about, is building something that is real, is tangible, and has the intention of moving forward even through the tough times.
Right. You just really have to decide. And I think it's okay if you want to have a lifestyle business, but you need to make the decision, because there are two different conversations. One is a lifestyle. If you want to make 10, 20K a month and like take that home and just kind of live, I think you can do that for sure. If you want to do something bigger, and I think for me right now, I'm at a point, and I think you're at the same, like, I love impact. Like, I get off on like the how much money I pay the guys, and I love like how much we're growing and like the things we can achieve and the people that we help. Like, I'm more into that now than I am into my own check. And I think in a crazy way, now that I'm here, not when I was broke, but now that I'm here, I want that more than I want anything else. And because of that is why I continue to grow. If it was me just wanting more for me, I think I'd be at a pretty significant standstill and I'd be screwed. And I mean, you've known me for 10 years now. Like, you know that I've done that and I've eaten that shit, because I've been in that mindset. My mindset's so different now that I just don't see any, it's not about me anymore, because I've hit a point where it's like, no, I'm trying to achieve this for all of us. And all the things that I want to accomplish. Really now it's even more about like on some legacy stuff. Like, I want my daughters to be like, that dude was a savage, man. That dude was a real dude. Like, I respect him as a dad, as a husband, who he was to my mom, who he was to his best friends, who he was to the people that he helped, who he was to his employees. Like, that dude's impressive. And I'm working on that more than I'm working on trying to get more money.
So a few years ago, you got hit pretty good, a business that fell apart. And you had to basically start all over, and you started SVG from the ground up and achieved amazing results since then. What's the biggest thing you took away from getting hit like that?
For starters, it was me. I'm very grateful it happened, because I don't think I'd be here if it didn't. I think I'd be in a business that makes money, but I was pretty much not happy with. And I think that the biggest thing I learned is that I love partnerships. If they're strategic and make sense, like you and I are partners in a lot of businesses now. But I need to run everything. I need to be that guy. Like, if it's not going to work that way, then like I can't do it. Like, I need to run my ship how I want to run my ship, and I need to have full control. So I need to do that first. And if a partnership seems like a good fit in that sense, where they know that I'm that guy in that realm, I'm good, because I'm going to kill myself to do these things. Where it doesn't work is where I was in partnerships that were like, well, I have an opinion, or not have an opinion. Like, I think, quite frankly, selfishly or not, or it could be a good idea or bad, I think I'm the best at running the ideas that I have, and I don't want anyone involved in that shit. And that helped me a lot. It gave me a lot of confidence to start over again. It sucked. It heavily, heavily was stressful and sucked at the beginning, and I was very unhappy. But it also gave me like real stamina. Like, I have, like, one of the things I think that I've acquired over the years is like, I have stamina, bro. Like, this is the merit. I'm just not stressed. And I'm also, before I used to go to a lot of masterminds and events and things looking for answers, but really I realized I was just looking for comparisons, and it really affected me. I stopped doing a lot of those things, and I just started focusing on what I think was good, and it worked. So I'm very confident in myself, not cocky. I'm just confident in my decision-making and like what I'm trying to do, because I really believe that it's for the best of anything that I try to achieve. And that confidence has spilled over into the culture that I have, and that's created success in all the businesses we have.
Yeah, no, you got the wisdom now, right? I mean, if somebody that's starting off and you're listening to this, I want you to hear me very, very carefully right now. There is literally no way to avoid getting the shit kicked out of you. And you need to embrace it, because if you get that, as Lowe's is saying right here, like how he looks at it now and how I look at when I got the shit kicked out of me, with gratitude, it is the single best lesson you'll ever learn. It will help shape you and define you so well moving forward. You'll be so much better for it, because you will clearly understand what to avoid. And the biggest thing that Lowe's just said is it will give you the confidence moving forward, right? When you go through it and you realize, oh shit, I not only did I survive, but I figured out how to thrive through it. The next time it comes around, which inevitably it's coming, baby, you're going to get hit again sometime, but you just know, I got this. And that is a game changer when that happens.
I'm fully confident, almost cocky. There's no way I can't make at least $1 million in like 4 months now. I just know I can. Like, I don't know how to not. And it's because of all these things, right? Had those things not happened to me, I probably wouldn't know how to make $1 million. It's because I lost all these things and sucked so bad that now I'm like, oh, doesn't matter. And like, you know, and you put so many things in provision for that not to happen now. And you change so much, man. Like, there's nothing better than getting the shit kicked out of you. So many people hate it, but it's the most amazing, best learning lesson. It's better than any school you can go to. It's better than any mentor you can have. You truly digging into the shittiest time of your life and coming from that and turning it into a positive, you will learn so much about you, so much about your friends, so much about people in general, that you can't forget it.
That's right, man. That's right. I think it's awesome, dude. I think it's awesome of where, how far you've come, how successful you guys are. As you mentioned, you guys
are great. My hair is.
You what?
How great my hair is. I know you were complimenting my hair earlier.
I wasn't actually going to say that, but I'll let you
do it. Look at that. It's so, got a lot of volume, man. You've got a lot of volume. A lot of people in this industry have that kind of volume in their hair.
I'm going to say, I know I'm going to see you tomorrow, and oh, I cannot wait to see.
Run your fingers through the hair. No, I'm in.
I'm running my fingers through the hair. It is the absolute ass beating that you're going to take with it when you are together. You're like, dude, holy shit, that thing's got a life of its own. We're going to have to name it.
It's a full experience.
It is a full experience. It's a lot.
I'm not going to lie. It's a little poly D right now. It might have too much volume, but I'll fix it for tomorrow. Now that I look at it, it might have too much volume. But you know what?
I'm so glad you said it.
It's a brand new haircut, so whatever.
Wow. I love it. All right, dude. We're going to pick this back up in future episodes. I want to get back into it. Like we said, we're starting Freedom Strategies back up. It's so crazy to me how many people continue to hit me up on that. I mean, it's probably been, what, 3 years? Since it's
amazing. 4 years. But it's coming back. It's got to be better than ever because Kent is at his best and I'm at my best. And before that, like, I feel like I was on some, like, 60% shit. And Kent was at maybe, like, 70. I think, like, now we're very seasoned and very good in our shit. And we're funnier, which is awesome because a lot of times the reason people liked it is because we just basically rag on each other most of the time. It's going to be great. I hope you guys listen in.
And then I also want to make sure that everybody realizes, be on the lookout. We continue to get hit up on a pretty regular basis, people asking us to help them with their business. So we recently, as he mentioned, we've got a lot of companies that we own together. One of those is that we're going to start doing some private coaching. We're on the business side with people. I will tell you that we are both extremely busy running big businesses, so we're going to be very selective on the people that we bring in. But if it's something you're interested in, don't be bashful. Hit us up in the comments, hit us up in the DMs on Instagram or on Facebook, and we will get you all of the information.
We will be very aggressive towards you because we want you to succeed.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, we're not bashful, right? It is not going to be sugarcoated. If you're looking for somebody that actually gives a shit and is willing to push you, we're probably the right guys.
Yeah.
All right, brother, I appreciate you, and we'll get you back on here in another couple weeks.
Love you, dude. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Hey, thanks again for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten signed up yet with one of our award-winning products, I would invite you to go to reww.com. Check it out. Whether you're looking for advice on entrepreneurship, you're just looking for access to our Real Estate Investing Academy, whether you want to attend one of our upcoming live events, everything you need is right there. Plenty of videos, plenty of free training, plenty of access to software and tools that will help you to become a really successful real estate investor. Again, everything is right on the site at reww.com. You can also check us out at kempclothier.com.